This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The COVID strain known as the highly transmissible BA2 variant has been found in Denver, both in wastewater and human samples. But city health officials are not concerned for now about a surge based on projections from federal and state health agencies. They expect transmission will be low because of vaccination rates and natural immunity from recent infections. Colorado has a new historic site. President Biden signed the Amache National Historic Site Act into law today. It puts the World War II Japanese internment camp in southeastern Colorado under the National Park Service. Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper attended the White House signing.
I think it's going to mean a lot to the community, a lot to the remaining survivors and descendants of the people that were interned there. And it's also going to be, I think, a part of economic development for some of the small towns around Grenada.
The National Park Service will manage the area and build a visitor center. Authorities say a 29-year-old man died in an avalanche south of Telluride yesterday. A separate avalanche closed Loveland Pass earlier this week. Officials are warning of high avalanche danger following recent snowstorms in the mountains. And another one done for Colorado schools in the NC2A tournament. CU women lost today to Creighton University. CSU men lost to Michigan yesterday, also in the first round. This is CPR News.